Alright, Beis Hashem.
We'd like to start the Inyonim Tu Bishvat. We'll try to go through some of the Inyonim, and better mainly the Alochas that are Nageh to us when it comes to Tu Bishvat. For example, Alochas of Shechiyonu, when to make a Shechiyonu, when not to make a Shechiyonu, the Gabi Kedimas Habrochas, when you have a whole platter in front of you, which one do you make first? And then just push at some of the Hasidic Shahimish Inyonim when it comes to Tu Bishvat, the Gabi the Esrug, davening for the Esrug, for Yadua. I mean, the Klal Yisrael is done with the Esrog on Tu Bishvat. Where does it come from? What's the Inyan? Beis Hashem. Try to go through some of the Ikki Inyanim that we can speak out. So, Be'etzem, the Makor of the whole minig of Klal Yisrael that we know, as we know it today, is to eat fruit on Tu Bishvat. Be'etzem comes from the Tikkun Yisrochah, which is actually one of the brought time of the times, it was actually in Tzfas, the time of the Beis Yosef. Beshavur, the Mekan Avon, brings him down, and Kuf Lamed Aleph. It says like this. That the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to be marbein fruits on Tu Bishvat. Now, Be'etzem, where does this come from? It comes from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Seif Kedushin says that a person is going to have to give din v'cheshbon on any fruit that he doesn't eat in this world. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu had a metzias, all the wonderful things that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, you have a chiv to try and eat as much as you can of these things to give shvach and haidot to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Yerushalmi. V'meila, the Mishabur brings from here, is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah dafka to eat? Now, not dafka to Bishvat, or by any time during the year. But etzem, the fruits that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world. So, v'meila, this came from here, the whole minig on Tu Bishvat, about that the mission of Rosh Hashanah tells us, nidai lonois, as v'meila, that's why on Tisha B'Av we eat fruits. Now, always interested me, why chat the dry fruits? As done in Hogim and different in Klal Yisrael, the fresh fruit, the dry fruit, you see people have all sorts of entitled in Arizal, okay, in Arizal state, all different in Hogim. There's one in 10 fruits, 12 fruits, 15 fruits, 40 fruits. There's mamash all different in Hogim that people have and how many fruits they have to have. As Be'et Sem, what's with the dry fruits? I saw a very interesting pshat, stam. Two different pshatim. One is that Tu Bishvat normally comes, Be'erach around Beshalach. Be'erach around Beshalach, right? That's a little bit later, but Be'et Sem around that time. Now Beshalach is the type of sedra, the enemies are coming, okay, it looks very shvach, I'm not sure what's going to be, and Be'et Sem will eventually be you in there. Or so to a dry fruit, you have a dry fruit, it doesn't look geschmack. What's a dry fruit already? This shriveled out little piece of thing. What's it going to taste like? You have it, it's a geschmack. It's to show that a fruit is something is shriveled up and it looks a bit old. Of a lemaisa. Then I saw another pshat, also chassid shepshat. And Gabi Shevivim, we're holding on, Shevivim, passing it to the tuba and all these sorts of zachen. It's a little bit schwer. It comes in a dry fruit, it's a little bit schwer. Of a lemaisa, it's kavaldi gazak, kavaldi gatam. That's what they wouldn't be, it's place of the tam, that we have zamin hajum, to have a dry fruit on Tu Bishvat. Oh, but better, we know that's the minigin gladius roll. Now, the government making Shechiyonu, it's very, I'm not going to stand over here and give exactly what yes and what no, because partially it depends on the Metzias. Most things depend on the Metzias, depending on where you are in the world, and depending on the season of the fruit over there. But we're just going to go through some of the Klolim to speak out the Etzah. Now, the world makes a mistake. There's a big mistake that when you ask around people, some Olim here do know, but a lot of people that don't know, and they say, if I haven't had this fruit for a year, I can make them Shechiyonu. Tremendous toys. Mr. Bruce says, Faket. Mr. Bruce says that it was a Peter season. That means, if I have a certain fruit, and this fruit, it comes seasonal, and Eretz Yisrael, this is very good for us, right? Because we know this. You go to the shop right now, you will not find grapes, and you will not find strawberries. What's the pshat? Because it doesn't grow. In Chutzlar, what you do? In Chutzlar, they grow them, they keep them, they freeze them, they import them, export them, all sorts of things. Remain, you get them all the time. Over here, it's seasonal fruits. You know, certain times a year you can make a fruit salad with grapes, certain times you cannot. Mimeila, passing the Mishnah Berurah, that according to the season of a fruit, is according to the amount of times you can make a Shechiyonu. That means, if this fruit is seasonal twice a year, then the moment it comes into season, I can now make a Shechiyonu. That means the moment grapes come in, for example, into the shops, we now know, it's now grape season. Now I can make a Shechiyonu. That's the Maisa, how we paskin, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that it goes up with the season, no Shaychus to the year. It goes up with the season. Now, the Etzim, we have to know that Magen Avraham tells us that about this actual Bracha is not a Chiyuv. It's a Rishus. Abel Maisa, a Maisa, for example, in Tshuva brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah says, as our Loshon, Eim Zalzal in Bar. Someone told me today, no, I don't make Shechiyonu as the Maisa. There's no Maisa from the Satmar Rav. The Satmar Rav also never used to make Shechiyonu. So, Pashad, he was just sopping whether or not this fruit was Be'emes going to be a season to Gazach or not. Abel Ezra, a person has to know, if he has himself a fruit, that's a seasonal fruit, like, for example, over here, it's very negated with the grape, with the strawberries,
with watermelons. It's very negative here to know when something comes into season. It's automatically a person can make a shechayonu on that fruit. Now the Meister Rosh Sternbuch in Tshuvas Van Hoggers says, I don't know if you're paskin like this, I'm not saying halacha lemaisa right now, but just start. But Moshe Sternbuch says like this. He says, it's a joke. What does everyone do when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? It comes to Tu Bishvat, they bring in a chvais, the star fruits, and they bring all these weird things that nobody ever heard of. No one, and everyone's making a shechiyonu. He says, no, that's not the point. What's the point of shechiyonu? The point of shechiyonu was a simcha that a person felt when he sees a brand new fruit. And Kadekah, from a Vinyasha pastor, and I spoke to someone of Israel about this, he says like this. Someone asked me, what happens if I don't feel the simcha? I go get some grapes. What, I feel a simcha? I should make a shechiyonu on that. First time you buy this, and you have this, and you toot, and you this. And that's not me. Here's shechiyonu. You buy some grapes, you get it, you get a vast simcha, you make a shechiyonu. After peeking, and then it's the Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan says, Ein Orchin Nami, Bismaneinu. To make shechiyonu, a little bit shver Bismaneinu. You buy yourself a new suit, you can make a shechiyonu every time you buy yourself a new suit. No, Pasha Dominic is generally, this is a Zachosh of a suit, we don't make a shechiyonu. However, Etzem, on certain things we do. It says the Orcha Shulchan, when it comes to fruit, Milikhlan Yisrael is a feel if you don't feel the simcha. And this might be Yashu Pasun Dalocha. You buy some grapes, you buy a watermelon, you buy something, you can make a shechiyonu, what, you feel the simcha? No. Chazawa Kiveya. That Be'etzim, a person has simcha when he has this new fruit. And this is what Rav Moshe Sternbuch is saying. Rav Moshe Sternbuch is saying, when you get yourself a star fruit, that's not a simcha. The fact that you have seen this, you haven't seen this fruit since last Rosh Hashanah. What, is that simcha you can make a shechiyonu on that? No. And am I? What was the simcha b'zman chazal? Simcha b'zman chazal, the simcha b'zman chazal was that suddenly came in the apples. Ooh, confounded, the apples can come in. Now I can eat apples for the next 6 months. The main is what Moshe Sternbuch, that's a simcha. Now Baruch Hashem, I can take an apple every day to kernel. Oba b'etzem without the apple, moo. Oba b'zmanim, you can take a star fruit. And maybe the Moshe Sternbuch wants to drive it, he wants to time it. Don't make a shekha on these things. La locha don't get your paps in this way. There's a bad minute in value store to get any food that you can to try and make a shekhiyonu. But the person has to know. For example, just today, somebody said to me like this. There's someone's coming in for hot stores. They're going to make them go to Chleis Marks and Spencer. And they're going to buy every one of the gobaldigal fruits that you can't get of it. All the strawberries. They're going to make a ratish for Tu Bishvat on Wednesday night. Maybe. Make a shekhiyonu? I said, no. What do you mean? But I haven't got strawberry ages. Can't get strawberries for the hair. No. Oh, but in hot stores, strawberries, grapes, all these things, they're there the whole year. So in Mela, it's not a new season. About it's not a new season. So about you cannot make a shechiyonu FRP in this country. It is not normal. Who I did, for example, how about frozen? Oh, you'll tell me, can you make a broccoli? Let's say, for example, which way? And he takes with him what? Oh, very good, very good. Over there, he eats a strawberry, let's say. You hear you calling a strawberry? Probably comes out, that's a simcha, strawberry, beautiful. But the man says, strawberries that he gave me Balayla. He gets strawberries all the time. The main is, about it's not a seasonal fruit, then it's okay. You do not make a shechiyonu in that case. What do you mean? For the people over there? It's very, very shver over there. Very shver to make a shechiyonu on these things. Because they're not seasonal zachan, nechalami. Right? Nechalami. It has to be according to the makom and according to the fruit. For example, a person will tell me, alright, say this, I go to my college tomorrow morning, strawberries have come in. So how can you make a shechiyonu? We have frozen strawberries. The whole year you can go buy frozen strawberries. Tell it says, no. That frozen strawberry doesn't taste anywhere near fresh strawberry. The Safadi, fresh strawberries are kishmak. The main of Safadi, the sugar paskins, that are thin if you have something that they froze and they kept in the freezers. It's not pshat you have it the whole year. Because now it's a new season of strawberries. Who are dealing with the apricots? Or with the plums and peaches and pears. You have all these things in cans. You can go to the shop, you buy yourself a can and come out every single fruit. So Mehecha Deh says, they make a shechiyonu or anything. Terek says, no. Because a tinned fruit doesn't taste anywhere near as nice as a real fruit. Remember, Mr. Brewer Paskins. If you have something that tastes better when it's fresh, and like the notion of the Mr. Brewer is, it's nicker the freshness of boy. Now, maybe it's about you make a shechiyonu. So, for example, you go into my college and they have now something that was never there before in this season. They bring out watermelons, they bring out the spices, the apples, and the whatever it may be. So, about you can make a shechiyonu if it's a new season. Oh, the shaila is if you have something that's murkav, grafted. For example, I think an apricot, right? An apricot is a mixture of a plum and nectarine. Nectarine, that's it. Nectarine. I think something in the form of tangerines also. Tangerine, also there's a murkav layer there of a nectarine, right? A nectarine is a grafting of a peach and a plum, right? Oh, I have to make a shachir on such a fruit. So be'etzem in Chazal it's asa. You can't make a bracha on that because it's asa to do. You don't have to grow up two fruits. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman with a basic svara. Says from Shlomo Zalman like this. If you have a fruit that was grafted, and this is the son or the daughter of this fruit, this is the offspring of the grafting, you can't make a shechionu. However, what do we have nowadays? The nectarines, for example, that we have, are these offsprings from the murkav, from the grafting? No! What do they do nowadays when they want to make nectarines? They take the seed of a nectarine and they plant it. So nowadays, they have a seed of Shlomo Zalman. In that case, it's about you can make a shechionu, the nectarine. It's about you can make a shechionu, I think on a tangerine, I think they also say it's grafted or something, I can't remember right now. It is. No idea right now. Well, that's it. I think that's what they say, right? Clementine is a grafting of two things. No idea, the Messias. Oh, that's what I think someone covered. But Etzim, you have to know that from the Zalman planet, which is my name, you can make a Shechriyon and all of these things. Come again, Vaita. Which way around do you make the Shechriyon? For example, you make the Bracha first, then the Shechriyon, then the Bracha. Or like some people, you make the Bracha, you eat some, then you make the Shechriyon. The Mishabur brings three Mahalchim. The Mishabur brings two Mahalchim ala Chetchila, and one is only B'diyevit. You'll see about what the Minig Oilim is. The Mishabur says that what you should do is you make the Shechionu first, then you make the Bracha on the fruit, and then you eat. Right? Very good, very good. In fact, the Chaim have you this thing. Toddy v'she'ene toddy, toddy koydim. We make a Bracha on the fruit all the time first. How can I make a Shechionu come first? Mimele says the Mishabur in Achanami. If you made the Shechionu after the bracha of the fruit, it's a ain't a hefsek. That's what Shemesh the Brewer. Now the Maisa, I don't know, I don't know over here, but the Chayu, the Minig, the Olim is that way, right? The Chayu, the Minig is, you make a bracha on the fruit, then you make a bracha on Shechionu, right? So correct me if I'm wrong. And then we eat, right? That's what Olim do, no? No idea, that's what I think the Minig is. The Maisa, the Mishabur seems to say it's only a B'diyevet. It's not Chasam Sofer Baruch Hashem, it's not Avnei Nezer, it's not Maimon Motcha. They don't pass him that the Minig is as a and they pass them, so it's a Chasam Sofer. The Minig is he made the eight, then the Shechionu, and then he eats. Oh, but basically, you have to know if a person wants to know what the Mishabur hold. The Mishabur does not hold that way. The Mishabur learns that way as being a B'diyevet. And the name of the Mishabur's best way of doing it is her eight, and then, I'm sorry, Shechionu, her eight, and then you eat. That's the Maisa, how the Mishabur wants to come out. Right, sir. Person has to know also, when it comes to... The third one is when you eat, and then Shechionu. He says that's not that's what people do. Mishabur. Mishabur means all people hug him down. But La Locha, Mishabur passes that way, or some Sofer, Maimon Motcha, and Avnei Nezer want to tie in that no. Like what we do, most people. Eat, Shechionu, eat. That's the Maisa, what they were telling the Minig, says. So I think that's the Maisa Minig and Klal Yisrael, no? That's the most what people do. Now, the most the person has to know also, Vaita, if a person has a cooked fruit, he can also make a Shechionu on it. Vaita, if Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva Azoi, what happens if a person has a huge tray? All sorts of Shechionu. He's got like 15 different types of Shechionu over there. How many Shechionu does he make? It's about it. He only makes one. He makes one Shechionu, covers the whole tray. Vaita. Wah, 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 wah. Oh. Who has in, if they give you a fruit that you've never tasted in your life, but Be'etzim, the place where it comes from, it's Mamash Nispashet Bekuloi. Everyone eats it, it's a normal zaf. If you yourself have never tasted it, they come to you and they give you a star fruit. Now, I've never tasted a star fruit in my life. Oh, but the place where they get it from, Lutsu, would be a case where it's Nispashet, everybody has, sells it, everybody eats it. So that's you do not make Shechionu. Because the mocking where it comes from wouldn't be that way. And Chutzlo is a big problem. In Chutzlo, to make a Shechionu, you have to be very careful. Because you're very hard to find some, the etzim, a seasonal fruit. It's very, very difficult. For example, a coconut. I saw once a fellow, I think it was a Shabbos, maybe it was Shabbos 2 before last year, I don't remember now. He was standing there with his girdle on, and he's making Shechionu. What happened? I didn't see anything going on. I said, no, maybe he had a baby. I said, Mazalto! No. He said, what's the matter with this? Oh, Shali's making Shechionu on a girl. Stamazel, oh, Shali, Pashal Lashem Mishibui. Don't make a Shechionu on a girl. I'm not getting into it. I bet him, said, no, I'm eating kokos. What's a kokos? Coconut. No! You can't make a Shechionu on a coconut. What do you mean? I never tasted a coconut my whole life. Oh, yeah, I never seen him in a shop. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden he's making a coconut. Comes to the shop. He's making all the fruit over here. What's the shot? Tell says, no. A coconut is something that the essence is on the tree the whole year. It's around the whole year. No, but they're only bringing it into the shops now. That's not going to make it into Shechionu. The fact that they're only bringing it into the shops right now. Because the etim is available the whole time. Masha ain't kind of grape. Masha ain't kind of strawberry. Which is not available the whole year. You can't get it. B'chalal over here. It's not even grown. And maybe it's a bugger. You can make a Shechionu on a strawberry or grape or anything that comes brand new into season. Let me go back to the next sugya. Kedimas HaBrochas. Now that's in this Negev, come out every single day, because a person is always put in front of a few different Leichnam, a few different Zachen, and he wants to go along now and eat them. Which Brocha does he make first? So first thing you have to know, Be'etzem, the Gemara says, the Chazal were Kedaya, that whatever is the most Choshev of Brocha, people make a mistake, they think it's the food, and it's a big enough Kamina, it's the Brocha, that when you have two Leichnam in front of you, with two different brachas, for example, the Savada, the one of the most choshev bracha, always wins. What's considered a choshev bracha? So Chazal would convey like this. The least amount of foods that a bracha covers, that makes it more choshev. That's why, for example, Hamotzi, top of the list. Mezonis, come out the second. Why? Because it covers the least amount of foods. Masha Enkin, Shahakol, bottom of the list. Why? Shahakol covers everything, come out, like everybody knows. Oh, go to the bracha? Yeah, make a Shahakol beer, like, say the grammar. Shahakol covers everything, right? It's not so posh necessarily. I'm not getting into it. Oh, but Be'etzem the person has to know that the bracha that he's making, depending on the amount of foods that it covers, is dependent on the Chashivas and the Mela, the Seder, HaBrocha, how it goes. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that Be'etzem, it's put down in Reishit Aleph, in Arachayim, that when you have a din of kedima, it's a din of chatchila, it normally doesn't ma'akiv. That means normally, if you make the wrong bracha first, ishkafelech, it'll be alright. There are some exceptions, agabe, if something is more choshev, it could be it doesn't cover it at all. That's a din b'diyevet. Oh, so let's go like this. Before we get into exact examples, the din kedima only applies if number one, you want to eat both of them, and also number two, you want to eat both of them now. For example, what does that mean you want to eat both of them? In front of you, you have a plate, you have a platter of spices, herring and crackers. You want to right now eat the herring. You don't want to eat crackers. Now, everybody knows mezonis comes first. Am I required now to have a cracker because mezonis is first? I'd rather not, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why not? Because first, I don't want to eat the crackers right now. So this is not part of my eating right now. The herring is what I want to eat right now. Remain, I'm not required to eat something which I don't want to eat. Who are then? You have a whole platter of fruit. And you have a hadoma, and you have a eight. I don't want to have the eight right now. I only want to eat bananas. I'm not interested in anything else right now. I want bananas. Are you mechuyev to eat the eight? I'd rather not. But eight comes before hadoma. That's not the point. But MS, I don't want to eat it right now. Who I did? Second tonight. It has to be that I want to eat it in this order. If this is going to change the seder of my eating, I'm not mechuyev to change the seder of my eating for kedimas habrochas, for example. You have an ice cream. On an ice cream cone, right? So, lama zogin, you want to have the ice cream and you want to have the cone. So, you make a bracha shagol and you make a mezonis also, right? Otherwise, if a person doesn't want the cone and he's just using the cone to hold up the ice cream, just about he wouldn't need a bracha bachlal on the ice cream cone. Oh, but let's say he's eating the ice cream because he wants the ice cream cone. So, a bracha asked me, and maybe I'm chuyed to eat the ice cream cone first. How you take a little nibble from the ice cream cone, make a mezonis, no, because he must have brachas, mezonis comes first. Tell says no. Because the seder of eating is what? It's the ice cream and then the cone. I'm not mechuyev to change the seder of my achila. Who was in a person eating a suda? You know, he sits down, he gets his first course. What's the first course? Melon. He gets melon. The next course is going to be something mezonis. So maybe you should say, we're bringing the mezonis right now. No, not mechuyev to do so. My seder achila is right now to eat melon. So I feel if mezonis comes first, I'm not mechuyev to change my seder achila. So now number three, if it's not in front of me right now. If, let's say, I go to a kiddush, I'm eating herring. Now, I know there's no crackers left on the table, and they're bringing me crackers. Right now, it's not there. They're bringing it to me. Maybe I'm required to wait for the crackers, and they make a mezonis, and then my herring says no. Because right now, this is in front of me, the crackers are not in front of me. I'm not required to wait after this is the Mishnah Berurah, big kiddush. I feel if I know they're going to bring it. Oh, but right now, it's not in front of me, I'm not required to eat it. So that Be'etzem, very quickly, is the summary of when kedimas habrochas applies. Again, only if you have both of them in front of you, you want to eat both of them, and you want to both eat now. Not that you want to eat one later. How do we pass in, for example, you have in front of you a fruit salad, a vegetable salad, of all different meaning? So let's look at it. First thing is, if you have a fruit salad, and this fruit salad is made up of cut up pieces, and it's all in a big bowl, and you're going to eat them together. So the Maisa, Shulchan says in Mishabit, if you have a spoon, and this spoon, when you dig it in, will take both minim tzaman, this already is called a taruvus, and when you have a taruvus, you go by a roiv. Right? So maybe if you have roiv at 18, then you only make an 8. Or if you have roiv adoma, you make adoma. If you have 50-50, then you make 2 brachas. Or for example, you have a tray of fruit, and you've got bananas, strawberries, pineapples, grapes, all sorts of fruits in front of you. What bracha are you making? You're going to have to make different brachas. So let's start with the first easy case. When you have a case of, in Chazal, it's called Beruchasim Shabbos. Beruchasim Shabbos means that all the brachas are equal. I'm not making 2 separate brachas, I'm only making ha'etz, for example. What comes first? Savada, Shevis Haminim. Shivas Haminim always wins. So you have a tray in front of you of all sorts of fruit. If you have a Shivas Haminim on that tray, the Savada Shivas Haminim comes first. Next on the list, if you don't have a Shivas Haminim, is a Sholim. If you have a Sholim, for example, a whole grape on a gear, whole pomegranate on a gear, let's have a whole Sholim of a non-Shivas Haminim fruit, what would that be? Can't think of an example of what would that be. A Sholim of a non-Shivas Haminim. It's shver, because normally these fruits are normally cut up. You can stop with that kind of gear, and then above you go for some chaviv, whatever you like best. Oh. Next negay case. You have a tray of fruit in front of you, and ein b'chosein shavos. Ein b'chosein shavos means I have bananas and I have apples. Now, if I have bananas and apples, I have to make both a hadoma and both are eights. This is double poshut. What comes first? Do I make the banana first, or do I make the eights first? Or let's say, I better go with a case like this. How about I have grapes and have bananas, right? Have a nice fruit salad with grapes and bananas. Right, so again, we're not going with a fruit salad that's mixed up and totally, because then you go bust a roiv, because that's a taruvus. If you have on a platter, grapes and a banana. So most people say, Shemes Aminim, Teres Chas V'Sholem. The Mishnah Berurah does not pass in that way. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a tray, a platter, of 2 different foods that require 2 different brachas, Chaviv wins. It's better with the machlokes, the rush and the smag. We're going to get to the machlokes v'shenim. Or with Mr. Brewer passing the halacha, chaviv wins. That means if I happen to like bananas more than grapes, I don't care if grapes or shevis haminim. I like bananas. The name of a house, a case of 2 different brothers, and I'm going to eat both of them, and both of them now chaviv wins. And if you don't have chaviv, if you don't care which one, for example, someone actually told me recently, he says to me, I don't have any chavivas when it comes to these things. I want what the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants. Shemus Aminim, the Kohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shemus Aminim, Kohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shlomo also, I don't know if we're holding that much later, I don't know if he was either. It's not the point. The point is that the Esem Chaviv wins. That if a person likes the Hadoma more, he makes the Hadoma first. People have the mistake, they think, Ha'etz has to come first. It's not true. When you have 2 different brothers, and the one of the Hadoma you like better, so then automatically Chaviv wins. And if you don't have a chaviv choice, the Sabada Shivas Aminim would work. Now, however, the Be'alacha says like this. The Be'alacha says, how do we paskin? What does chaviv mean? What does it mean, I like it? Right? What does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch tells me, better than the Sittas HaRosh, the Shulchan Aruch tells me, chaviv does not mean now. People think, what does it mean you like this one better? Does it mean now? No. Says the Rosh, Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Reishud Beisiv Aleph, that chaviv means always. That means normally, I like bananas better. I don't care if right now you like the grapes. Or normally like bananas, Paskin Shulchan Aruch, you go but to chaviv normally. If you normally like that Adama better, for you, Adama is more chaviv, it's about you go but to the chaviv. Masha Enkin comes on the bell office, says, hold on a minute. There's a major machlik is showing him this. Major machlik is showing him. So Paskin the bell office and the Sikkim Azay. If you have 2 fruits in front of you, eight, and you have Adama, normally what's chaviv is the Adama. So Mishnah Berurah would tell you, in that case, make an Adama. Adama wins. Says the Be'alacha, hold on a minute. If right now you like the eights, and let's say it's a grape, make it even better, it's a Shivas Aminim. So Enoch and Nami, we normally paskin. That we go Basa Chavid if you've got 2 different fruits of 2 different brachas. And Chavid means normally, of Mibarez Ashitas HaRambam. And other is saying, this how that chaviv means of now. And right now I like grapes better. Right now I want to eat grapes. I don't want to eat bananas. And that's not me. Normally I like bananas better. Right now I want the grapes. Says the Be'alacha, you've got 3 minors over here. Number 1, you've got a sheet of the Rambam that chaviv is now. Number 2, Shevis Aminim. Number 3, you've got 8. Machlokes v'shenim, whether or not when you had an 8 in our Adoma, who wins? And so Machlokes v'shenim, a lot of v'shenim, want 8. Maybe it's the Be'alocha, Enoch, and now we pass it in the Mishnah Berurah. Then if you have an Eitz and Adoma, and you normally like the Adoma, you go bust Adoma. On the Bal, right now I like the Eitz. So maybe it's a Tzuruf of all the Rishonim, I make an Eitz. So that would be a case if, for example, you normally like bananas, right now you want the grapes, so about you make a bracha on the grapes. A few other shilas that come out, the Maisa, when a person is doing Kedimas HaBrachas, for example, Mazonis, he goes to a Kiddush, and he has in front of him a plate of Rogeluch and Danishes and all these sorts of biscuits, and also he's going to serve him Yushami Kegel. Now what bracha is he make? They're both Mazonis, so the Choyre should have enough Kamina. Obviously, Mr. Bruno, over here you have what's called a Sopik Pass. Pass them over kisses is a Sopik Pass. For example, all these Rogeluch, all these crackers, and all these things are Sopik Pass. So maybe you have a choice of a Rogeluch or a Lokshin Kegel, both of them being Mazonis. So now the Sopik Pass of Obekistin comes first, and maybe the Rogeluch and the cakes and the crackers and all these things would come before pasta or before Lokshin Kegel and all these things, because the Be'etzma has a din of a Sopik Pass. Who are din? The Rishonim really are, the Rishonim are after Kasha. What happens? Very Nagir is your case. Very Nagir. You have in front of you a drink and you have a food. What comes first? So one of the Tanoim, Be'etzma, that we said in the beginning, was like this. If the Etzem, I have a reason why I want to eat one first, so I feel if it goes against the din of Kedimas HaBrachos, I'm allowed. For example, a person breaks his fast. A lot of people like to have a coffee, a tea, or something, or something to drink before they want to eat. Ah, you can eat Mazonis. Mehechet Eser, you're allowed to make a shahakon of the din. He says, no, I will not drink right now. If there's a reason why a person is doing something, that's why, for example, Rosh Hashanah, or the place can be down a big shayla. The kids come home from Gan. What's the first thing we'll do? Rosh Hashanah by night? Dip the apple in the honey. What do you mean? You got Shiva Sabinu sitting over there. You got pomegranates, you got star fruits, all the Shechiyonu fruits. How can you dip the apple in the honey? Tell it to the place. It's not so posh as our Shaila. But the man says, down in the place of the Salman, he talks about it. That if a person, the elements, wants the deal of the apple to be first, or they state in the Mukubonim, or they state in the Sidurim, that a person wants to eat the apple first, I feel if he's going to have the pomegranate afterwards, and the pomegranate is the Shiva Sabinu. But right now, I want to have the apple. I mean, some person say to bring in afterwards to take it off the table. It's the same thing over here. If a person wants to have a drink, comes in from Kohen, his mama's thirsty. He's going to eat right now. So what are you having a shakar for? Tell says, I want to have a shakar. Push, I can't eat, then have a drink. This is a burden of mutter. He doesn't have to worry about kedimas HaBrachos. However, what happens if he doesn't care? He's got in front of him a drink, he's got in front of him a food. And he's going to eat both, drink both, now. He doesn't care which order. So basically, Ritzvah in Brachos says, that Be'etzim, there's no mila one or the other. What's enough gemina? A drink or a food? There's no mila one unto the other. I'll follow the mashal chayek. Mechtesh, you make a broch on the milk. You mean you have two things, you mean the liquid and the cereal? Yeah, but say it's not so posh, you make a broch on the milk. In a regular case, you don't make a broch on the milk, you make a broch on the cereal. It's toffel. It's in toffel. Unless, for Moshe, if you put in so much milk, like my kids, they want tons of milk, they want to have the chocolate milk after. Nachamon? And a Hanami wouldn't have the milk without a cereal. Why are you putting the milk right now? No, you want to have milk, so you drink a glass of milk.
And I can
the cereal. Because it makes the cereal more geschmack. It helps the cereal out. Helps the cereal. Maybe that's the ikka b'tavashad. In most cases, you will not make a brocha on the milk unless you tackle like milk and you put in extra milk, what Moshe says, to have some at the end because you like drinking the milk after. Like my kids, like they're having the chocolate milk after. So I'd rather make a separate brocha. In a normal case, I never make a broch. I still every day I don't make a broch on the milk.
Then you make a
zonis first. Then you make a zonis first. Because then again, you want to eat both, but I want to eat the cereal first. That's the ikka. The main kedimas HaBrach. So the essence of its verse says that if you have a food and a drink, no din kedima. There's no mila. Now the Orcha Shulchan, I say passed in the Meister of Scheinberg, and he says no. When you have an oichel and you have a mashke, what's more choshe for you? A bag of an oichel. Oichel is much more choshe than a mashke. And maybe if you have an oichel and a mashke, and you want to eat both, it's about that you go bossa the oichel. Who are them? Somebody, a young man, I think it was last year, Tisha B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, says to me like this. I drank, 2 weeks ago, pomegranate juice. Now it comes to Tu B'Shvat, I want to have a pomegranate. Do I make a shekhi anu? So the answer is no. Which pomegranate did you drink? If you drank the one, the sweet one that they're selling in the makolet, so Mr. Tomer that never saw a pomegranate in his life. So maybe it's about this. No shayla bechalal. No. He says no. It was freshly squeezed pomegranate juice. So the answer we know already. We have a close to the Gemara. The Gemara calls, what does the Gemara call these things? Zeya ba'alma. Right? So ask Maisa Bishul, oh, but what the time is that matzav? So he wants a taina that since the Gemara calls it Zeya Ba'alma, taina is nothing. It's not the chashivus of the pre. So it made a feeling of a week before Tu Bishvat. He has firstly squeezed pomegranate juice, Safada, he can still make a Shekhi Yonu on a pomegranate. However, I ask you, Brazil, what about a question like this? How about if you have, rain again, you have on the table a pomegranate drink or freshly squeezed grape drink layer there, and you have Coke. After there's a Kadima, it's a Shivas Aminim drink. Shivas Aminim comes first. He's like, actually, Kataim, the Shivas Aminim could come first. Oh, but the Maitre Lechoyra has got the Zabazak Mamela because the Gemara calls it Zeya Ba'alma. Just to finish, Be'etzem, Tu Bishvat Nidua in the Shvam Akdoshim, the Chassidish Shvam Bishor, Be'esoscha, the Einikul, the Maitre, that is the time to daven for the Heilige Esrog. Right? Now, where does this come from? Like, you look in the Gemara, you look in Shas, look in Shulchan Aruch. Where does this come from? This whole big issue of the Rebbe's Azatish, it's a murder gazah, but where did it come from? So, Be'etzem, we know that in the first, we know the Mishnah of Shoshana tells us that there is a Dan and Lomit. We also know that in Shulchan Aruch there is a Tachlin on Tu Bishvat. Of the Yisoska, what's the time answer? Think of the Yisoska. What's Pshat by the Lashon Mishnah is Elon, right? Why doesn't it say Elon noise? Right? Upon the cat, we talk about trees, fruit trees, Bishmah. He says, no. Because Elon's going on that tree. What's that tree? The Esther tree. Why Dabka the Esther tree? What's Pshat Dabka that everyone knows? Dabka is that scholar, the person. It's not Pshat people think you know you're done for the Esther. So then it's like, Bogle will send you the stomach to the right market at the right place where you open up the brand new box and then they got a nice Esther. That's not the Pshat. But the Rebbe's been doing in all the Sfarim that when it comes on Esrog, everybody knows that it comes to Sukkot. We know that the Esrog is connected to Leiv. That's what the Esrog is. It's a Maaser from the Kotzke Rebbe, for example. Kotzke Rebbe one time was sitting by the Tish. There was a big Osher sitting by the Tish, and there was a herring over there. Inside the herring is these little eggs. It's called a Reigen. Reigen in Yiddish. Reigen. So he calls over the Osher. He speaks to him. S. Reigen. Reigen. Kids are coming to Shoshana, and they chat, what are you talking about? That was an honest, tremendous shortage of that Sreidim over there. And they chat when he called the Oshe the Esreidim. That's what he did over there, the Kot. It's not a Nachamaisa, but a Talmud from the Chernobyl Rebbe. And he was going one time, and he said to him, come up, Sukkos, I'm going to buy my Rebbe a nice Esreg. So he goes up to the market, he buys a shiny Esreg for the Rebbe. He's traveling along, and he realizes, I have to get to Chernobyl, I have to go to the Rishon. The Rishon, the Rebbe is also a Chashmi Yid. I'm supposed to buy the Rishon, the Rebbe, also an Esrog. So he goes home, he buys a nice Esrog also for the Rishon, the Rebbe. It comes out that the Esrog he bought for the Rishon, the Rebbe was much nicer than the one he originally bought for his Rebbe, Chernobyl Rebbe. So he comes, you know, swap it. He's in the way, what's it after me? He'll give a swap. So he comes home to the Rishon, the Rebbe on his way, and he gives the Rishon, the Rebbe the original Esrog that he bought for his Rebbe. It's an Esrog for the fiancé. Direction. We're davening on Tu Bishvat that the Esrog that just like the eshrog is the same thing that the bark and the fruit taste the same, so to us also. Our lev and our guf should also be the same. We should have a gavaldiga tu bishvat.